Hello and welcome back to Final Stage Podcast. This is episode 8. Today we just have myself and Jackson because conflicting schedules, I guess. I don't know. A lot of people can't make it, but, you know, whatever. And before we get started, I want to apologize for not having a podcast last week because I was ridiculously sick.
You don't need to apologize.
Well, I just want to. And I'm still pretty sick, but, you know, whatever. So we could just start with Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know, I don't play the Lego games.
No, not at all.
But
I mean, it seems like it has a lot of the motifs that are in the other ones. Like, you just build stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, no. I don't think you ever build anything at all.
Yeah, huh? You, like, there are small stations that you can build stuff to help you
reach
certain... Yeah, those, where you build fucking things.
No, but I don't think you ever, like...
I know that there's no, like, free build.
Yeah, where that you would can be just... awesome. I'd play them then.
I mean,
I wanted to play the Indiana Jones one, just because I like Indiana Jones.
I don't know why you do.
But I never did. I don't know, because I grew up with it. But, yeah, this looks really cool. Like, you can be, Hulk.
So far, they've revealed the Hulk, Spider-Man, and Iron Man.
Yeah. I'm sure you can be other guys. Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. I feel like they're going to add a lot. Like, yeah. A lot of characters.
Yeah. Like, I think every character, like, I don't know if it's multiplayer. I would assume, like, that would be a cool thing to do with a Marvel Superheroes game. Yeah. But
they did it before.
Did they?
Ultimate Alliance.
I meant Legos. I know. Whatever. Like, every character has their own special thing to do. Like, Hulk can smash, obviously.
Yeah, and, what's his name? Flies around and, like, blows stuff up. Iron Man.
But it's really cool how he flies around. Yeah. Like, that's never been in a Lego game before. So, I think that's pretty cool. But, Hulk can turn into Bruce Banner and then clearly do other things that Hulk can't do. I don't know. Did you watch it?
I watched most of it. I didn't see the Bruce Banner thing.
Yeah, like, he had a rope to climb up, and he just switched to Bruce Banner, and I was like, could have just jumped up there, but whatever.
Hey, man. No, can't do that.
I guess not.
Yeah.
But, they fought Sandman in the trailer, so that was pretty cool.
And Abomination. But there's actual voice acting.
From who?
Oh, no, there's just voice acting. Oh. In the early, like, the majority of the early LEGO games were all silent.
Really?
No voice acting. I think they only added some
for DC.
Yeah, for the second DC Lego game.
I'm trying to think if you're right.
I am. Okay. I know I am.
Whatever.
But yeah, they have one. The guy who does Spider-Man, he does other stuff, and
he sounded familiar, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where he was from. Like, I had it in my head. I love voice actors and all that junk.
Yeah.
And I had it in my head who he did before. I'll have to, I don't know.
Is it like, I don't know, is it other games?
Yeah, he does other games. I don't know if he does like anime or anything.
I have no idea.
If he does, I'd recognize it, but
I don't know. I know, it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks
overall, the game looks cool.
Looks fun.
And if it was multiplayer, I might get it.
Really?
If my other friends get it. I like Marvel, though. It's my favorite, like, comic.
I mean, it's either Marvel or DC, and...
Oh, Dark Horse. I don't know.
That's under DC.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So, looks cool.
It looks overall fun.
Yeah.
I'll get the demo. Is the demo already out?
No, I don't think so, but it probably will be eventually. I think they usually have demos for those games.
Yeah, no, LEGO usually gets good, like, marketing.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know if it's going to be, like... I don't think it's open world, right?
It didn't look like it, but it could be.
Yeah, I don't know. The LEGO games are usually pretty linear, but I'm not sure.
Well, I heard that was not the case with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I saw something on that.
They had, like, a large map.
And yeah.
I heard people say that it was a pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, not, like, in a terrible way to make the game not fun.
Yeah.
But it was open world, and you could explore the areas, and that made it easier to get collectibles and things like that, because that game has just a fuckload of collectibles.
The LEGO Lord of the Rings?
All of them. All the LEGO games.
Yeah, they do.
Next topic.
Batman Arkham Origins.
So excited.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Did you play any of the Arkham games at all?
I watched. Yeah. I watched you and Max play them, but I never played them.
I don't know. Did either of the... Because I wanted to talk to the other guys about this. Because did they play?
Trent played. Trent played Arkham City. I still don't think he beat it. Because I've been like... I don't know. I've been trying not to spoil the ending. But I think I accidentally spoiled it once.
I mean, if you haven't heard about the ending. Because the ending is just like... I feel like in the future, it's going to be one of those iconic kind of things.
What?
How it ended. Because...
why would it be talk, iconic?
I mean, it's just like one of the first times that's happened in like popular... Like, can we talk about the ending? Because I'm gonna.
We shouldn't get an Arkham City. We should just talk about Arkham Origins. But I mean, do you think that the ending will repeat in Arkham Origins?
I think it's going to be a surprising ending, but there's not going to be anything too surprising because
Batman can't die because it's a prequel.
The story is, if I'm not mistaken, there are it's Christmas night.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
And Christmas Eve, and seven assassins.
Eight, I think.
I
don't know if they're counting Black Mask, because I know they reveal Black Mask and Deathstroke.
Black Mask is an assassin. Yeah, he's a mob.
But Deathstroke definitely counts as one of those assassins. Yeah,
100%. These assassins all get together. This is in the very early stages of Batman's career as Batman.
Yeah.
And this is how he met some of the pivotal important characters in the DC Batman world, and how he got some of the connections and relationships he established with these characters. But these eight assassins all meet, and they are competing to kill the Batman.
Oh, I didn't know they were competing.
I'm assuming it's a competition, because there's never been a positive chemistry relationship between supervillains that have worked together.
Now, do you think it's going to tie in with what comic... Like, it was a graphic novel, took place on Christmas Eve in the Batman universe.
Wasn't that...
It was the same people that made Long Halloween.
I thought it was Long Halloween.
No, Long Halloween's Halloween. yeah.
Whatever. Was it The Dark Knight Returns?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember. Either way, I don't know, I guess if you haven't read it, you wouldn't know if it's going to tie in or not.
I mean, they usually do a very good job of tying in the subtle Batman lore.
Yeah. Overall, I think it's going to be really cool, though. I know that it's a different... It's not Rocksteady.
Yeah, it's... Who is it now?
I don't know. Why would you ask me that? I don't know, but...
I think they're going to do it justice.
Yeah, definitely. I know Rocksteady is, like... They're backing it. Not financially, I don't think, but they're, like...
I wonder why they're
endorsing it. I don't know. It was a really good franchise.
Maybe they're focusing on chronologically the game after Arkham City.
Maybe. I don't know, though.
I think that's my opinion on what's happening and why they aren't directly behind it.
Because they're just going to take care of after Arkham City?
They're focusing on after Arkham City.
Okay. Well, that's a good theory, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we know about.
There's going to be a Game Informer.
Yeah, except it's going to be taking place in Gotham, not like...
I'm really excited about that. Yeah. I was talking to Max, my brother, because he played the game a lot. And we were talking about how it would be better to get out of Arkham City and Arkham.
Yeah,
and get into the streets of Gotham. Yeah. I want to see how they interpret and design Gotham, because they did a great job with...
Arkham City,
which was a portion of Gotham.
Yeah, it had the chemical building, right?
I think so. I think you can go in it.
Oh, I didn't know you could go in it.
Couldn't. I said could not.
I thought you said could. Yeah, but I think it's in the background. I forget what it's called.
It's something Quinn something. It's rhymes with Quinn.
Or, I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's something like that.
Either way, it's going to take place in Gotham, and they're going to try to, or they are succeeding, I think, in representing Gotham as, like, alive, not, like, deserted streets and just, you know what I mean?
Like, Arkham City was inhabited.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, inhabited by...
That's going to be... I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, so everyone's going to be inside, but they're trying to make, like, the streets look like there are still people living there.
But, I feel like it's going to be hard to do, and doing that kind of thing is really hard to do in games like that, where your character is just, like... It's not like in GTA where your character is just another schmuck. You're fucking Batman. And yeah. if you were to walk in the streets, people would just be like, oh, look, it's Batman.
Yeah.
So that's a hard thing to do. And some games kind of goof it up.
You think? Like what?
I'd say, not that I dislike it, but Prototype 1.
What about it?
Like, anytime you would walk down, it would make it impossible just to, like, get around other than, like, jumping from building to building. And sometimes you just want to, like, run through the street.
Dude, you could totally run through the streets.
I mean, I don't know.
I did it on the rig. Because if you, I know if you sprint fast enough and you, like, you automatically hop over cars. And if you do that, you can do the
I'm just boost. Saying that you can do it poorly and you can do it well, and I hope these guys do it well.
Yeah.
Whole interacting with a live environment.
Yeah. So you got anything to say? Anything else?
No.
About Arkham Origins? Okay. Moving on to Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Uprising DLC.
Now, I've voiced my opinion regarding zombies.
Did you?
On the podcast before.
About this map?
No. Zombies in general.
All right. Well, I mean, just to give them the maps, it's Encore, Vertigo, Studio, Magma, and Mob of the Dead, which is the zombie map.
I mean, that's what we really talk about the most, just because you and I don't really give a shit about
maps. I don't play multiplayer, but I really enjoy the map design that Treyarch's doing for Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Like Encore is like a stage.
Concert
stage. Vertigo is another skyscraper. You know, whatever. I think you can go from building to building, though, by, like, jumping. So that'll be interesting. Studio is, like, a Hollywood back street. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just like a bunch of different environments. Like,
a bunch of set drop.
Yeah, sets, yeah. That kind of, like, blend together. And Magma, which is a volcano running through the middle of the map.
That's pretty awesome.
I know, right? So I like, I really like the map design that they do for the game, but I don't play them much. Unless it's, like, gun game or party games. So you're going to play the multiplayer maps?
Probably with you guys.
Yeah.
At some point.
If Bud and everyone gets on.
Which won't happen.
Yeah. No, I don't know. He has finals soon. Anyway. That's not podcast talk.
Completely fucking irrelevant.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably play the maps if everyone else gets on to do, like, party games and stuff.
I guess. But everyone usually gets on to do team deathmatch.
Yeah, well, I'll just not do that. But yeah, the maps look really cool, I think, to me.
I haven't seen any footage on the maps. I've only seen footage on the zombies.
Yeah, let's talk about zombies,
I guess.
Yeah. The zombie map looks really cool. Like, I'm really excited for it.
I guess.
Opposed to Transit and Die Rise.
I guess.
Did you play Die Rise at all?
Every time we played, we got fucked over.
Like in round three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I made it past round seven on that map. I'm really excited
for that. I don't know. We were all excited for Die Rise.
Well, you know, I had doubts about Die Rise, but I also...
You know, you didn't voice those doubts.
But yeah, the zombie map looks really cool. It's... What is it? It takes place in Alcatraz.
Yes.
It has four, like, major mobsters. Opposed to...
Mobsters?
Yes.
What the fuck is a mobster?
Like, the Don, you know, mafia, mobsters.
Oh. I thought, like, I was thinking of Minecraft mob, and then, like, a mixture of mob and monster.
Nope. Not what I meant. But anyway, yeah. It looks really... Well, they look really cool. Like, I'm gonna be glad that I don't have to deal with...
Misty.
Oh, Misty and Trashmaster.
I don't care.
I know.
But I don't even care what their names are.
I was so unconnected.
They're so fucking boring and stupid, and I don't care. I don't even enjoy talking about zombies anymore.
Well...
It pains my soul.
Hopefully, this map brings me back into zombies, because, like, I tried Dire... I tried Transit. I really did. I gave it, like, a week. But no, it, like, I just couldn't do it. It wasn't zombies to me. Like, it was like...
It was like adventure.
Yeah, no.
But it was also zombies at the same time. So if you were to do that, you should tone down the fucking zombies.
I don't think they could do that successfully, though, because then
yes,
people would
can.
Bitch about it. But yes, anyway, Die Rise, I gave it a shot for like 3 days, but I just wasn't, I don't know. Like, there were good spots to hold out and stuff, but it just wasn't compelling at all.
Everything was too, like, split up.
Yeah, but Mob of the Dead looks really cool because... Did you see the new super weapon?
I saw a shotgun.
Yeah, it's like a four...
I don't think that's a super weapon, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What would it be?
Why would they introduce a super weapon immediately? Because they didn't do that with the Slickifier.
Is that a thing?
The Slickifier, that's from Die Rise.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a super weapon. I don't know. It looks like a super weapon.
I don't think so.
Well, whatever. Maybe it's just an upgraded...
They have Tommy guns.
Yeah.
Tommy guns are cool, Paul.
They are cool. But not as cool as a quad-barrel shotgun.
Is that a thing?
That's the super weapon I'm talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Possible super weapon. I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. But either way, everything just looks cool in this map. Like, their traps are back. There are giant spinning fans. There's a giant hell dog that comes out of the wall and eats zombies. That's one thing I saw.
Jesus.
They have Tommy guns. Like, because, you know.
I already said that.
Did you?
I said Tommy guns are cool.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, I thought you meant, like, Gatling guns. I don't know. I didn't...
You fucking retarded?
I didn't hear you. I just didn't listen.
You acknowledged me.
Well, I don't know.
Fuck you, Paul.
I thought you meant Gatling guns. But anyway, I think it's cool that they have Tommy guns because, like, mobsters and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. The new Xbox 720 event happening May 21st.
I hope it's not called 720.
Allegedly happening May 21st.
I hope it's not called the 720. Yeah, 720 doesn't roll off the tongue like 360.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. Not as much as 360, but I hope it's not called 720. That's just not clever enough. It's, you know, Wii U. That's just... I wish they would have had... I think they would have had so much more sales if they didn't call it the Wii U, because a lot of people think that it's just a Wii with a touchscreen controller.
Why is it called the Wii U?
Because it's all about you, Jackson. I think that was Reggie's.
Well, Reggie is a psychopath rape facer.
Rape facer?
He's got a rape face and you know it. And he says the craziest shit.
Yeah, he does.
What did he say about Pikmin? Like the purple... I feel like a Pikmin or something?
I feel like a purple Pikmin.
What does that mean?
You know, purple Pikmins are fat. Anyway, back to the Xbox. They're just... like, a lot of rumors are going on. Like, it has to be always online. That's a rumor.
No one... I'm sure that's a bullshit rumor.
Why?
Why would Xbox do that?
Exactly. Why would SimCity do that?
SimCity's a game, though. This is a game system. They wouldn't make restrictions like that that would plummet their sales into the fucking ground.
I know. That's why everyone's mad, because that's really dumb to do.
People shouldn't be mad. People shouldn't even remotely believe that.
You're mad.
I'm mad that people fucking believe that.
You were mad before I told you people thought that. Anyway, whatever. Other similar rumors. Blu-ray.
Which would be cool.
And no used games. Like, it won't accept used games.
No, that's dumb.
I know. That's the point of these being rumors.
It's so stupid.
I know. I honestly hope that none of those are true, because I don't know, man. Might go PS4. I don't know. I might go... I don't know. Like, if 3... Or whatever. 720... does all that stuff. That's just that's like punching the consumer right in the ball sack.
Which is why they wouldn't do it.
You never know.
No, I do. Microsoft is cheap, cold-hearted bastards they are. They know how to make money. And they know the right marketing choices to make. Well, they would never put themselves in a corner and skull-fuck themselves like that.
I guess that's possible. But, no, I agree with you. I hope they don't do that, but on the off chance they do, that's dumb.
They won't.
You never know.
I know. I do know. I promise they won't.
No one thought SimCity was going to be like that.
Well, SimCity was a fuck-up in general whenever it first started out.
Yeah, but...
And yet again, this is a game system, not just a game.
I understand.
There's going to be a lot of TLC put into it. Tender love and care.
I understand, but...
You stared at me like I just fucking...
Why would someone...
Said math to you.
Tender love and care into...
Because you gotta make a game with love. And
so anyway...
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think... I know you think those rumors aren't true. I don't know why I was
fucking know they aren't true.
But you never know.
No. Shut up.
Yeah, so next up is Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
It looks so crazy.
Yeah, I don't know,
I don't get it.
I don't know where they... Like, who... In what meeting they were like, dude, let's do an 80s-themed DLC. And then another guy was like, yes, that.
It frightens me that there's a room full of individuals who, like, that thought process is completely acceptable. And they'll make a lot of money on it, too.
It looks fun, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they're going to make money off of it, and that's scary.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know this hunting game that was like a survival? Yeah, it's going to be an arcade game now.
And 80s cop
themed. 80s 8-bit cop themed.
Not cop, but like, you know, cyber warrior.
Cyber marine themed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But it does look fun, though. Like,
no, it looks super fun, but it just looks fucking ridiculous.
I know. I don't know the main character's name, but
he's a cyborg.
Yeah, he's half like half cyborg, half human. And then, you know, there's a ridiculous bad guy. I don't know. Overall, it just looks fun. Like, the weapons and everything. It
looks wacky.
Yeah. Like, there are laser guns.
And shotgun.
What about them?
They just look crazy.
I guess. But, yeah, what else? I don't know. What else does it have that's over the top? The whole setting just looks like Tron craziness. And it looks nuts.
Yeah.
But it looks fun.
My package is.
I'll probably play it. I'll probably buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Got anything to add on that?
I know as much as you do, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, originally it was a lot of stuff was leaked on it, and I know that a lot of people obtained it already illegally, which is why there was leaked footage on YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I only told you.
Fuck people like that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just pisses me off.
People
like,
work hard on that shit.
The one... Yeah. Like, if the one thing that I saw was the leaked footage, and the kid was like, I got it, don't ask where I got it. And I was like, fuck you. Just buy it. Like, I don't know. It just it annoys me. It's
just the most scumbag thing you can do is these fucking game developers just bleed their time and just, like... all that shit and money into this game so they can be have it like worthwhile by people purchasing it and then giving good feedback, not just some little douchebag behind a computer screen
hacking
down that's downloading it for fucking no money.
That annoys me, like the fact that someone's willing to just fuck someone over like that, like especially if they, like you said, put their soul into it, like making a game, like people who pirate games, just why would you do that? Support the people you're supporting by playing the game.
It's not like a and I don't consider movie piracy and game piracy to be the same thing.
Why?
Movie companies and all that shit are gonna thrive regardless.
Yeah, I guess the game industry isn't like
it's as not a as... solid it's pretty strong, but it's nowhere near the movie industry.
Yeah. Hey, speaking Paul. Of strong game developers,
what the fuck do you want to talk about right now?
EA has layoffs is just what I want to say.
Of course they do.
Well, I don't know, EA is like a I don't know what
they've. I think it's official that they've begun to get the monopoly.
Well, I don't know about that, but
they're eating up game. What do they do? What is their thing? What is their
publisher?
What is their cliche thing that they do? That
like they just market games and then kill them because they can control them pretty much. I think, at least as far as I know,
they are the vultures of the game industry.
They won the. Worst company in America for the second year in a row.
Are you shitting me?
No.
They make, like...
No. Not because they... Not...
Just a shitty...
Revenue-wise. Just assholes. Scumbag. Yeah. Scumbag company.
Says who? Who gave them that?
This is, like, an official thing. Like, Bank of America was running... Like, everyone... They don't like, run themselves, but everyone, like, runs them, and then they... I don't know how they come up with, like, the winner,
but... I'm sure it's by layoffs and just poor corporate decisions.
I don't know. Well, probably definitely poor corporate decisions, but I don't know. I don't know what other criteria they test upon to come up with the winner of the worst company in America. But it was EA, is the bottom line.
Two
years in a row. But layoffs is what I wanted to talk about. I don't know details. I just know I just saw today on Reddit that there were layoffs. I don't know. Again, I don't know details, but you know, whatever.
Okay.
Yep.
What's next?
Halo 4 team is considering microtransactions for Halo 4. Why does that... Does it make you angry?
It just makes me sad that that's what, like... That's the new thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think started it? Because I kind of think Gears of War, Gears 3 started it.
I'm sure. I mean, it's been started forever. Microtransactions for better stuff for your avatar.
Yeah.
It's always been there, but it's never... It was always subtle.
Yeah.
It was always subtle little ways, and now it's actually like, get cool skins. Well, I think the best best game that incorporated it without being money-grubbing bastards about it was Dead Space 3.
Okay. I thought you were going to say... Battlefield, because I was going to say...
No, fuck no.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's just for little bastards who want to get the cheap way to get the new kits.
Why would they do that?
Money. Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yay.
Dollar bills.
But, yeah.
But, so yeah, Dead Space 3, though, they do it in a cool way where you can get stuff to better your equipment, and it doesn't give you the edge over any single player. I don't think... I just think it's not just aesthetic and visual. You can get resources to build a better gun, which sort of completely contradicts what I started this sentence with.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to check all that off and start a new sentence, which is Dead Space did it really well.
Okay. Well, period. I remember Gears 3
did it.
Yeah, like they I don't know, I think they kickstarted it. Not kickstarted it, but oh God, what am I?
They were the first to do it in a big mainstream game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There. That. Those words. I remember I bought the hot pink gun. I bought the hot pink skin.
We played the shit out of Gears of War 3.
We played the shit out of Horde mode of Gears of War 3.
Yeah. We tried online. No, we did. We did. I remember we did. We tried that one where there was like that leader person.
Yeah.
And you had to protect them. Yeah, that was sort of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Except
but then they were fag.
I was
jerks online.
Terrible at it.
Yeah.
Not good at all. Like, I just... I don't know. I'm just not good at...
You're not good at most online games in the sense that they're jerk-ass people who use unfair fucking strategies and you don't know how to get the best of them or how to do it because you like to play fair. And let me tell you, Paul, the internet is not a place for you. Online gaming is not a place for people who like to play fair.
Like, I don't... Just like in a... Like, first-person shooters, I don't...
Not even just first-person, it's everywhere, like, with Tekken...
No, I'm me, talking about me. Like, okay. if someone's camping, like, I don't know, I just don't like camping because it's boring as shit.
You
like,
camp.
I just
enjoy running sometimes.
In games that it's necessary. But, like, if I'm playing Halo and people are just, like, kicking back and doing it, whatever...
Like, Battlefield 3, I'd say that sometimes you need to camp.
Yeah, because
that's, like, you're guarding something.
Yeah. But like, I just enjoy running into the fray because exciting.
In Halo 4, when you're like, because it's different. Because in Battlefield 3, you have a more feeling of mortality because you're just like a regular soldier. In Halo 4 and Halo 3 and all the Halos, you're a fucking space marine Spartan who can got shields.
I disagree.
But I mean, think about it. Are you more hesitant whenever you? What are you more hesitant in, Battlefield 3 or Halo?
Equal, I'd say. Because your health regenerates. It's essentially the same. Like, health.
I disagree. I feel like you have more of a feeling of empowerment in Halo, in the Halo series. And weapons are cooler. You've got
maybe
crazy...
because, like, it's different. It's completely different combat though, because melee is a huge thing and just close quarters combat. Whereas Battlefield 3 is like, get the fuck away from me! I need to shoot you.
I guess.
In my opinion, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we're on the topic of Battlefield, The rumored
transition.
Yeah, the rumored date for Battlefield 4 is October. Yeah, 31st of 2013. I don't know how credible that is because it was like it was on a German Facebook site for Battlefield. I mean, like not
either. That means it's 100% correct or completely false.
Like I'm not diminishing German Facebook's credibility here, but I don't know.
Trying to be PC, Paul.
No,
politically correct.
I understand. Oh. But, I just don't know, like, because it came out of nowhere, and there was no real, like, source to it. It was just kind of like, save the date, Battlefield 3, 4.
We'll see.
2013.
I'm sure between then they'll say, they'll either confirm that release date or say, no, that's wrong.
This yeah, definitely. I mean, E3. There's going to be a lot of stuff at E3. You think the new Xbox is going to be? Oh, May 21st. I forgot about the actual reveal. What do you think is going to be at E3?
Square Enix is going to have a lot of stuff, I'm thinking. I feel like they're going to demo some... I swear to fucking God, if they don't demo or bring Final Fantasy Versus 13, Paul, I'm going to throw a fucking tantrum.
It is coming to US, right?
It That's is. A thing. Like, and they're working on sure. it right now.
Yeah.
But it went through so much hell, and just, like, they were focusing on Final Fantasy 13. But it's just like, oh my god, because it looks like a badass Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Like, the combat looks really yeah. similar.
And it's just like, they're fucking around.
I don't know.
They're teasing us.
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe it's just going to be a really awesome game.
A lot of stuff on Reddit has been like, this has to do with it. It's been like pictures of BioShock, and it was like, we understand, game developers, take your time.
Yeah.
But then other ones were just like, they went to Duke Nukem.
I know.
Forever.
That was, I found that really annoying eventually.
Yeah, no, because then it was just like other games, like, yeah. it became so circumstantial.
It was like, I don't even remember the order, but it was like, take your time on games, unless it's a shitty game, but remember colors, but atmosphere is everything.
I saw that, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
just blatant, say what you want to say without making it like...
No, I mean, a bunch of people said a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it was fun at first.
Those stupid pictures with the meme text.
Yeah, that's what got annoying eventually, just because it was contradictory statements. And it was just... It got annoying eventually. But, I don't know. I don't...
But I feel like Square Enix is... They rarely disappoint on a grand scheme.
Yeah. I think... Like, a lot of people were disappointed with Final Fantasy 13-1.
But they were disappointed in the sense that it wasn't like other games. It was still a good game.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like... It was not Final Fantasy, is yeah. what people were saying.
Did you see...
What did I see?
The next Final Fantasy game that's not 13 versus 13...
Is it like, also 13?
No, it might be called 13, but it's like it's focused on Lightning. That's the main character of...
Oh, yeah, it's Final Fantasy's like Lightning's Last Days or whatever.
Yeah, it was focused on her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never played any of these games, no. so I don't know what I'm talking about.
The combat just seems too complicated.
In 13?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I have no opinion on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. But I don't know what else is going to be at E3.
What was so wrong with taking your turn?
Huh?
And
Turn-based.
What was so wrong with turn-based?
That's what I was going to say. I think didn't they try to mash it? Like, mash turn-based in real time?
Yeah. And I think 13? They did a pretty cool way, but I don't know. I've never played. I played 7.
I know for Nintendo... I'm switching back to E3. I know for Nintendo they said... the new platformer Mario is going to be playable.
That's pretty cool.
The new Mario Kart's going to be playable.
Oh, man.
They're going to have screenshots for the next Smash Brothers.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's going to be good. We're going to play the fuck out of that.
Yeah. Still play Brawl.
I swear to God, I hope. Isn't Capcom going to be involved?
No, Namco Bandai. Or just Namco.
Isn't Namco...
I don't know. They might be the same thing. I'm not sure. Either way, yeah, they're
is anyone
publishing
from
it?
Mega Man going to be in it?
No, I think Sakurai said that he's the lead developer on Smash Brothers. But before HAL Laboratories published them, do you remember that? Every other Smash Brothers game, it was a dog with the eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the symbol. That's who published it, I think. But now Namco Bandai is publishing it, and they said that don't expect like Jin or...
okay, good. I wouldn't want him.
Or
that's Mega not
Man. Smash Bros.
Well, that makes me sad.
What? No. Yeah, they just said no. No outside characters other than Nintendo, I believe. Unless they have like one token character, which I would be kind of okay with.
Yeah, I mean, Snake didn't fuck up.
In Sonic.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, fuck Sonic.
Yeah. I remember I used him for like a day.
Douchebag.
Yep.
He's not like...
And what else is going to be at E3 for Nintendo? I think the new Zelda. And I assume...
Is it a remake?
No. Well, Wind Waker HD.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. But a brand new Zelda for the Wii?
Yeah, the newest one. I think... whenever they announced Wind Waker HD, they said that... there was a video, and I think they said that the new Zelda is... I know they're working on it, but they said the reason they made Wind Waker HD is because they went back... to look at the art styles they did for all the games to think of what to do for the new game. Like, remember how...
I know what you're trying to say. They should try and find a new art style.
Yeah, well, yeah, just look at the old ones. Yeah, do you remember 2 years ago at E3, there was Zelda HD.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess style?
Mm-hmm.
That was badass.
I wasn't a fan of Twilight Princess.
Why? Oh, I guess you don't really like Zelda at all, but... Mm-hmm. But why don't you like...
I mean, it was trying to be too dark. And, like, nitty-gritty, and that's not Zelda at all.
Well, that was totally Twilight Princess. Like, no. I don't know how you're shaking your head no at this. That was... Either that was the darkest or the second darkest Zelda.
It tried really hard to be dark.
It was. I don't know why you said
it. There was that one dream sequence, which was really fucked up, and I will admit...
No, not that, but overall, it was just... It was dark-themed and just, like... Gritty.
I disagree.
Why? I don't understand.
Because it's fucking Zelda. And
yeah, but they did it in a badass way.
I disagree, and I don't want to argue with you
till tonight.
Yeah, and you'll be wrong.
I'm going to say either that one was the darkest or Majora's Mask. What?
I can never see a game for Nintendo being dark.
Why?
Because their market are younger people. Their market is like 10 to maybe in their people in their 30s.
That's like all of gaming right there. And no, I disagree with you anyway. I think that with the Wii, they established a poor consumer target, which was old people and young people, and completely ignored hardcore Nintendo fans.
No, dude. What's it called? Mario.
Yeah, well, that's... Mario Galaxy. Okay, well, you can't count that.
Why not?
Because that's just Nintendo right there.
Okay, whatever. Can we move on?
There's nothing to move on to. Just E3 talk right now.
I guess what else could be at E3? I hope a lot from Square Enix.
Yeah.
What is Capcom going to have?
Well, a few days ago, they... did I show you that life-size Mega Man statue?
No.
Yeah, well, there's a
Mega Man. Which Mega Man?
Like
Rockman?
No. It looked like Mega Man X.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like. I don't think you could make a life size Rockman statue. It would just look dumb, in my opinion.
Yeah, it would be really tiny.
Yeah, but anyway, it was Mega Man X style for the most part, and they said it was going to be present at something else, but E3 it's going to be at E3, and I think it might spark some. News. I don't know. Like, do you think they might announce a Mega Man game alongside their statue presentation?
I think so. Do you want to use that as a transition?
To what?
Capcom.
Sure. I mean, right now it's just open E3 discussion.
Recently, information came into light about a canceled project that seemed like it had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Called Maverick Hunter. It was a, I don't know, darker? I wouldn't say dark, but, like...
No, man, Capcom tries to be kids-aiming. They can't go... Yeah, fuck you. I can do that.
I mean, it's not even remotely...
Yeah, no.
Accurate.
No,
I didn't say at all it was dark. There was dark question mark. Nitty-gritty question mark.
Well, that's a loophole.
What do you mean a loophole? That's exactly what I said!
It's...
Yeah, anyway. What would you... How would you... compare that. It was super realistic.
It was first-person shooter.
It was
to start off with.
First-person shooter Mega Man game where, one, he didn't have a buster weapon. That's the thing that's...
Are you sure?
He had a gun. He had a battle rifle-esque gun.
But it was coming out of his hand.
It was, but like when people say Mega Buster, they think something that shoots out like lasers and energy. And it was like he did crazy finishers. He was still able to traverse... with, I guess, some of the style.
Yeah, like the platforming and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that would work in a
first person. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, because they fucked that up a lot. They've done really bad, but they've also done, like, Mirror's Edge, which was fucking great.
Yeah, well, I'm talking in Maverick Hunter, I don't know how well they could have done first person platforming.
Yeah, and we'll never know.
I guess
not. Because they fucking canceled it for some reason. They, like, it looked really cool.
It did. It looked really cool, but
you could like steal the weapons from your enemies, like
that was cool. But I don't know if that's like I don't know. I mean, I liked it at first.
It would have been better than nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been better than nothing that they've been giving to support Mega Man fans in general. Because Mega Man X is a great game. Yeah. It's a great game series. And it was the first games that I ever played on the PlayStation 1, which was the first game system that I got. The first game I played was Mega Man X4.
Yeah.
Like, ever. And it was so good.
Yeah, I just don't know if first-person shooter is the direction that Mega
Man it's not at all.
Right now.
Yeah. Maybe if they start spewing more content.
At all.
Because they made some mistakes in doing the 3D games. I enjoyed them. No one else did.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I loved Mega Man 7, 8. And that was Command Mission. But Command Mission got kind of good.
What was Command Mission?
It was an RPG style. Like, turn-based.
I didn't know
It's for GameCube and PlayStation 2.
Oh.
It was really cool.
Mega Man Legends. That's the only RPG
Mega Man Legends. Other people also don't like that game,
though. No, I think... Well, the
fan base that does exist. It has a good cult following, but it doesn't... I don't think it got that good, like, mainstream success.
Yeah.
And... But, I mean, they're so fun. Like, what I've been trying to do for the past few months is find all the Mega Man X games, like from X4 to 8, I guess.
Is that the most recent one? Or
that was the last one.
Yeah. But,
yeah, it was. I mean, it's just like, it was so cool because it had, like, Mega Man X used to be so awesome. It had just quick but thought out gameplay throughout everything. It was one of those games where you could do those crazy fucking speed runs where you're just like dashing and blasting, timing everything right.
Mega Man X was a good series. Yeah.
It's a great series, but then they did that stupid ZX shit.
I mean, that was only on the DS, right?
But still, like, it was like a tease to every serious Mega Man X fan.
I guess.
Because then they had those stupid like, I love the Mega Man Zero series for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Those were really fun.
The Game Boy Advance. Which is, like... Well, isn't ZX a... Like, it sprouts off those games?
I guess, sort of.
Yeah.
But, like... They were all kids. They were all, like, children robots.
Well, isn't Mega Man?
I'd say, like... These were 13-year-olds. I'd say X and Zero were, like... 20-year-old robots.
No,
like, they seemed like young adults. These seemed like teenagers, like little tykes.
I can see why that would upset a Mega Man fan.
And it's just, like, give us a serious game for an actual console.
Yeah. I mean, they made Mega Man 9 and 10 for the Xbox, right? Not X.
Okay, yeah, but, you know, that's like...
Yeah, I don't know, I just don't...
I mean, Mega Man 10, I played Mega Man 8, which was kind of a weirder one, because it was like, it wasn't how most of the other ones are. Do you remember that one that I had?
No.
It was, I don't know, I'm trying to think how to, but it was very different in the art style. Everything was more like, it was cooler looking. It wasn't just that 8-bit. It was like...
But then Mega Man 9 and 10 went back to the
8-bit. Yeah, right? I know.
That's strange.
Yeah, it was. But I think that's because it wasn't as popular.
Yeah. Well...
It was still very fun, and I enjoyed the whole game.
Yeah. Maybe they'll release X9 and X10 on Xbox. That'd be cool.
No, they did that other shit. Then there was that Mega Man NT Warrior.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the one on the GameCube. I had that one on the GameCube that I played a lot.
I don't remember it.
I don't know how you don't. It was like, I played it so much. It was a side-scroller.
I don't know.
And, like, you had chips that could call in bosses that you beat.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah. But then they did that the weird ones that apparently they were, like, I'd say they were at least, like, 12 games for the Game Boy. Mega Man, like, because there's, like, 1 through 4. And for every one, I think there's, like, a...
Mega Man 1?
Mega Man Anti-Warrior.
Oh, okay.
Like, 1 through 4. And for all of those, there's, like, a black-white equivalent. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know if that's exactly true, but I know for some of them there was, like, this version, like, red version and blue version.
Yeah, okay. That's strange. Yeah,
that's my, like, Mega Man is my favorite game series ever.
Yeah.
Because it's first, and that's what I wanted to say about it. And Capcom is just, they're fucking up. They've made a lot of shitty choices in the past few, like, months. Not months, but, like, in the fact, like, they had a lot of flops. They had Resident Evil 6, which was just fucking atrocious.
Resident Evil 5 was amazing.
People hate that. People hate it.
Resident Evil 5?
They like, a lot of people that were fans of the fourth one said that it, JonTron, he said it raped the horror genre in the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, like, those were his exact words. I guess it wasn't as scary.
Yeah, no.
It was more action, but it still was sort of scary. But apparently the fourth one was like horrifying.
Yeah, fourth one had just crazy enemies. Well, not
horrifying, but it was just really scary. Yeah. But like, you remember how whenever you got attacked by the chainsaw guy in number 5?
Yeah.
And you would just show your body like from the like tits down, fall off screen. Yeah. In 4, you watch Leon get decapitated, like bloody and brutally. And I guess that can be like a precedent and an example for why the games are so different.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think Capcom hasn't done a lot.
No, they haven't, but I,
except for like Resident Evil.
And Left 4 Dead.
What?
Resident Evil Left 4 Dead.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the games Left 4 Dead. I was gonna say no. That's Valve.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else to add on to anything?
Capcom needs to get their shit together, and E3 is going to be awesome.
Yeah, hopefully E3. I don't know what to expect from Microsoft because their possible transition into Xbox 720, and
it could slow things down for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. What do you mean by that?
Not as many. A lot of it's going to be focusing on the console, and not the games.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they have, like, a small thing about 720, and then they have, like, oh, here's what's coming to the 360.
I think it's gonna be the other way around. It's going to be big on the console, and they're going to be these things, but we're working on it. They're probably going to talk a lot about Destiny.
Yeah, for sure. But not, I don't know.
I was really hoping. Xbox. I completely forgot what it was called.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Destiny will have its own thing going on. It won't be specific to Xbox's conference.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready for new consoles yet.
No, I'm not. And they're here. Like, yeah. They're knocking at our door, and we're content with our Xbox 360s and our PlayStation 3s and our Wii U's.
Yeah.
And it's all Nintendo's fault.
Why?
Because they initiated this bullshit with the Wii U.
See, I still don't consider Wii U next gen. Technically it is, yeah. But it's not on par with PS4 or Xbox
720. It's a jump up for Nintendo.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I'm fine with the graphics they're going to put in. Because, like, have you seen what they can do with... You have. In, like, Nintendo Land, like, that kind of...
No, it all looks really good.
Yeah,
like, but it's all, like, cartoony.
Well, in Nintendo Land, yeah. But I'm sure with...
I have yet to see anything that's, like, Heavy Rain.
No. Definitely not. But, like, I'm fine with... Nintendo's types of games with Nintendo like polish is fine.
I know what you mean. You know, I'd like to see a new Mario Sunshine.
Maybe there'll be a Mario Sunshine too. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. Do people not like that game?
I'm pretty sure it was pretty well received. Either way, again, I just want to say they should have called this system like the GameCube 2. That would have been so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's anything not a cube.
But Wii U, because everyone just thinks it's not another system.
Yeah, no, maybe like I dislike it because it immediately associates itself with the Wii, and the Wii was, in my opinion, one of the worst gaming systems ever. Well, it was a terrible next-gen gaming console.
Yeah, but for the Nintendo exclusives, it was fine.
Yeah, but then they would be like Call of Duty, whatever shitty words that they put in front of it.
They shouldn't have even bothered with those. Like, just no.
I agree.
Just no. Skyward Sword, Twilight Princess, Mario games, Pikmin. Just those.
And there should have been zero other games.
There could have been a good Metroid. Oh, well, there were.
Yeah.
There was. Well, very towards the beginning, but I just
forgot. What other M?
Yeah.
That got mixed reviews. Bud enjoyed it, didn't he?
I think so.
I heard there was just too much fucking dialogue.
I didn't hear that, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Because, like, every other commercial with Sam is babbling about something.
But yeah.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, I guess. Well, there's no real topic going on right now except E3. So, you know, whatever.
But, I mean, it's, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. They've said nothing about E3 so far, except for there are going to be a few things there.
Who have? Nintendo?
Just anyone in general. No one's really said much on E3.
Well, I think it's extremely safe to assume PS4 is going to be there.
Oh, my God, yeah. They're going to advertise the shit out of it.
I don't know if they're going to advertise it.
Well, not advertise, but, like, say, this is what we've got for it. We got this, this, and this.
Yeah. But, I don't think there's going to be anything on Halo.
Do you know what I hope? Is it E3? Well, wait, hold on. Did Capcom do...
What?
Devil May Cry?
Yeah.
I guess I did that. DMC. DMC was really good.
DMC was amazing.
That's probably, so far, my favorite game of 2013.
What was it? Oh, yeah, it was January.
Yeah. It's my favorite game of 2013.
I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, I don't know. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
That's a re-release.
I guess.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, you're right.
But so far, that was a great...
Oh, God, yeah. That's one of my all-time favorite games. And people hate it for the sole purpose of them changing Dante. People hate it for a reboot. People hate it. Just people hate it. But it's an amazing game. I love it. Like, the environment development alone just amazes me.
The art is just, in surroundings, are so good.
Yeah.
And then there's the story, which is great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That game is my favorite game of 2013 as of right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a really good fucking game. Like, I like it more than Dishonored.
Was that 2013? No, that was October.
I don't know why I said Dishonored. I meant Bioshock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Snap. That's pretty great.
We have yet to do a review cast for...
you know, I don't think it's past time. People have already done too many reviews on it.
I thought it was good. End of review.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Is that what you gave it?
No, 9 out of 10.
Okay. I don't think you ever got the chance, because whenever we talked about it on the podcast, we played it that day.
Yeah, so there wasn't much. Yeah, no, do you want me to talk about it now?
No, you know.
I can give it like a short little...
We'll just give a score. 9 out of 10. 9.5 out of 10.
No, 8.5 out of 10, I'd say. No, oh. No, 9 out of 10.
Okay.
The ending bumps it up to a 9 out of 10.
Alright. Yeah, it sounded pretty crazy.
Elizabeth is one of my new favorite characters of all time, introduced into a game.
Like compelling characters?
Both of those two. Booker, DeWitt, and Elizabeth. The chemistry and just the entire story. It was so good. That is great writing in a video game. And compelling, and just... I got sucked in.
So anyway, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. There wasn't too much news this week.
No, it's a slow week for gaming right now. But this is exactly what people talk about when they're saying the calm before the storm. It's going to get calm, and then Xbox 720 is just going to explode.
Yeah, that's in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be probably, we're not going to get that much.
What do you think is going to be launched with it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you at all.
Or at least what shown with it.
Maybe something from Crackdown, because that was also in Microsoft. And yeah.
Anyway, what else? I don't think we'll see anything from Halo.
You know what else is probably going to be at for Nintendo?
What?
Bayonetta 2.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I don't care about that game at all. It was so stupid.
Really?
I didn't play it. Me neither. But I didn't need to play it to think it was stupid. That's such a terrible character.
I don't really have an opinion on it.
She's just so annoying.
I don't know. What else for Nintendo? I had something else. Pikmin, depending on when that comes
Pikmin?
Out.
Pikmin?
It was a question. I don't know. I don't think they still have a release date for it.
Dude, I don't play Pikmin. I'm excited for Pikmin. I don't even understand Pikmin.
Well, that's okay. I like it for what it is. Anything to add?
No.
Nope.
Is that about wrap it up?
Yeah, it wraps it up, but I just, you know. But
that's what happens when there are only two of us.
Yeah, and no viewer questions. We didn't have any viewer questions.
It was just slow week for everything, really.
Yeah, it was. And the factor of conflicting schedules and everything. Just
Yeah, everything. That's always going to be a problem.
But if you do want to ask us a viewer question, you can go to our blog at finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com, and there's an ask button there, or you can tweet us at finalstagecast. But Yeah, if you can ask a gaming question, and we'll feature it on the next podcast. Or topic, if you have a suggested topic. That too. Anything to add?
No.
No. I just want to say again.
Are we going to have an outro this time?
Yeah, well, for the past few we have.
Doo-loo-loo.
Yeah.
So well, good music.
I just want to say before we go that we are on iTunes. Yeah, I forgot to say that at the beginning, but we are on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and search Final Stage Podcast, you can find us, and I think you can subscribe. I don't know. Like, I have very...
I'm sure you can.
I have no way of monitoring that. It's just, like, there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So go subscribe, download our podcasts, and all that good stuff. Viewer questions. Apologize again for the lack of podcast last week and the lack of cast this week on the podcast. But anyway, thanks for listening, and peace out.